Well, hello and welcome back to the Jesus Jukes podcast. If you're listening again this time, that means we survived the first week and nothing bad happened. Let me be the first to admit I made a mistake last episode.
Which was?
I never introduced us. I never said our names.
It's all about you.
I am your host, the youth pastor at Aurora Baptist Temple, Christian Martin. Joined with me today are my two friends.
What am I?
I'll get to you. What are you? Who are you?
I'm Jeff. Jeffrey.
Jeff Jeffrey.
Yeah, either one. It's Jeffrey, but I run the live stream here Jeffrey. At Aurora Baptist Temple.
I'm Devin Crass. I just do what Christian tells me.
He married the pastor's daughter, and now he runs the place.
So he's the favorite.
Yeah.
And we have a lovely guest star.
Yeah, lovely's pushing it.
If you've noticed that.
Thanks for that.
She's in Blake's spot.
If you notice that all of a sudden the third spot there looks prettier and smells better and is just all around cuter, it's because Blake is not here this week. We are joined by.
Jeff thinks he's cute.
Blake's a baddie. Shh,
we're not supposed to talk about this on the podcast.
Who are you?
I'm Christine. I'm your wife.
That's my wife, everyone. I married up in the world. Well, Sunday morning, I don't even know what the date is today. The 28th?
30th.
30th? Good call.
30th.
How are we doing today?
Good.
Good?
Just good.
Did you guys
I haven't really done anything but church, so good.
Did you guys get caught by the rain this morning?
The what? Oh, yeah.
The rain.
No.
I got it was the so loud this morning.
It poured all the way to Aurora.
I had the door open because it was hailing and I wanted to watch it and Lexi yelled at me. So I had to shut it.
That's what dads do. They walk outside and look at the rain.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How'd your baby do in the crib last night?
She didn't make it. She didn't make it 30 minutes. But she was fine all day in the crib. And then I put her down. She wakes up. I put her down again in the crib. Go back and lay down. She wakes up. And Lexi just go grab her passy and grab her. And she was in my bed.
Again?
Again.
She told me she was talking in her sleep. Your or like in her was? Crib, yeah.
Oh, yeah. For some reason, she knows where the camera's at. And so she'll roll on her side and look at the camera and then just put her hand in her mouth.
It's because she knows you're watching.
She knows something's up. I almost wanted to talk to her, but she really doesn't.
You should. We used to do it with Avery.
Like, Feyre, go to sleep.
Avery gave me quite a startle this morning. She did the thing that I hate the most, where she'll climb out of bed really quietly. And all of a sudden I hear like the camera rustling. And then I hear, Dada, come get me. And half awake at like 6 a.m, you just start freaking out.
I would say no. Go back to bed.
Oh, we've tried. Trust me.
That girl is persistent.
Very.
What about your daughter, Jeff?
I don't have a daughter. I have nieces.
How many nieces you got?
Three. One just recently was born, March 8th, a couple weeks ago.
What's her social security number?
Don't know yet.
Oh.
Trying to figure that out.
Do you know yours?
What is
not,
it?
Not off the top of my head.
Wow.
You don't know your social?
No, I have it written down somewhere.
You've had it for 18 years.
Yeah, I know. I have it written down somewhere, so.
Why do you have it written down? You could just have the picture of it or something.
You want to know what mine is?
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Seven.
Hold on. Let me get it.
That's it?
Let me get a notebook.
11.
11. So, yeah, you're right. Seven. What? How outrageous. 11.
There you go. Dash what?
Dash. From The Incredibles.
He's being stupid.
I'm being stupid.
The Incredibles.
The Incredibles.
Yeah, the Dash. Boy named Dash.
Oh.
He's just being stupid.
I thought you were going off the Little Rascals.
What?
You know what the Little Rascals is? The movie?
Yes.
Are you Alfalfa?
No.
Or Spanky?
Spanky.
Okay.
But when they go to the bank to try and get a loan, they ask for his...
Yeah.
What was it, bank number? And he said 7.
I'm quoting Wreck-It Ralph.
I was about to say. I knew it was Wreck-It Ralph because we've watched it like 100 times.
I don't like Wreck-It Ralph.
Why not?
I think it's boring.
No, it's not.
It's stupid.
Dumb. Speaking of boring, thank you guys for listening to the Jesus Jukes podcast. We're already kind of blown away by the support and outreach and all the follows and subscribes and all that we've gotten so far for putting up with 4 idiots that just ramble.
I'm not in that.
4 idiots and my amazing wife.
Thank you.
Well, that would just be 3 idiots then.
Blake.
No.
He counts for 2.
I got in trouble today for
that. I got in trouble too. But I have something in store for the podcast today. I was working on it last night, and I wanted to tell Christine, but she's going to be on today. She's normally the one I pitch my ideas to.
He's really mad at me.
I like to throw crap at a wall and see what sticks.
Wouldn't all crap stick?
Some crap doesn't. A lot of my ideas.
There's always a stain on the wall if you throw crap at it.
Well, based on our wall yesterday,
ew.
I don't think
that's true. I'm the one that had to clean that, by the way. That was disgusting.
It started yesterday. It was crappy from top to bottom.
I heard.
Started with our daughter pooping. Then we had to go clean her.
At
then
his
as,
house.
And then as we ran the shower in our house, sewage started coming up the drain. So we immediately shut everything off. We took them across the street to go clean and do laundry. Come to find out, our plumbing is backed up. And we, with flushable wipes, and we don't use flushable wipes. Never have. So what we had to do is we had to dig up a big old hole, cut out like a 4-foot section of pipe, try to snake everything out into this, out of the drain, fix the pipe, cover it all up. But man, talk about something cool. Our missions pastor, Mike, and then one of our maintenance guys, George, they were, they came at the drop of a hat, put on their rubber boots and, started splashing in the muddy water.
At least it wasn't my house this time. It's always my house that has backup issues.
Yeah.
I had to clean up. So apparently it like flooded into our storage room as well. And Christian didn't know. And I found out when I went to go get our mop bucket. And so I had to get on my hands and knees and like sop it up with paper towels. And then the plumber who came before George and Mike was trying to fix the clog through one of our bathrooms. And so there's poop water all over that bathroom as well. So last night was not fun. I crashed on the couch and I was like, I'm not doing homework tonight.
Speaking of homework, I'm probably going to start college in August.
You are?
Hopefully. That's what are the you goal. Doing? I haven't really decided yet. It's between HR management or business.
That's pretty cool. But going back to what I mentioned, I got something in store for the podcast.
Mm.
You ever listen to the radio?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Never?
It depends.
Very rarely.
If the kids don't want Moana music.
You ever browse like Spotify's like top Christian hits?
Well.
Or like the top 40, like what's current and all that?
I just, yeah, I do top 40 hits. I don't technically do Christian, mostly country.
Have you ever noticed that a lot of Christian songs, and I love them. I love them, but a lot of them are very like, you could just replace some words and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, I wanted to test that theory. You guys know what Mad Libs are?
Mad Libs?
Mad Libs.
Heard of it.
Where you have a story, and it's like, it'll tell you, like, give me a verb, give me a place, give me a time of day.
Yes.
Oh,
give me a historical figure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I thought, can I write the most bland, generic worship song and turn it into a Mad Lib? So, in about 10 minutes, I cracked out. Well, I can't tell you the name of it, but I busted out this very generic. It could easily, not to brag, but I think it could top the charts.
I guarantee it says hallelujah in it somewhere.
Probably the word
it praise. Doesn't.
It doesn't say
it
hallelujah?
It doesn't.
Wow.
Does praise in the word?
No, it's not.
It's Jesus in the song.
The word Jesus is in the song.
Okay, good. You wrote a good song.
I read it to Blake.
It has to be one of those three.
I read it to Blake, and he was like, man, you put like a keyboard behind that to just like play a pad, and that's Hillsong.
So you told Blake?
I told Blake. To.
Wow, you didn't tell me. You could tell me last night.
Yeah, but I like showed him the actual song.
You can't show us?
I am about to.
No,
we're gonna go through the Mad Libs part first, and then what we'll do is after we finish the Mad Libs, I'll read the our Mad Libbed version, and then I'll read the original version that I wrote.
Okay.
To see how close they get.
Okay.
And well, if the second one could still be considered a worship song or not. But no, I tried to, like, you got the big popular groups that we all know and love, like Elevation, Hillsong, like, with the lots of good songs, like, was it the Mighty Cross?
Mighty Cross is Elevation.
Yeah.
You have King of Kings by Hillsong.
You have King of Kings. You have
John.
This I Believe.
What did you just say?
Sean and Sean.
Sean and Sean. Yeah.
You mean Shane and Shane?
Shane and Shane.
Sorry. You insulted them.
My bad.
I almost got to open for them at the Bible College.
Oh, that's right.
I was going to play drums as their opening act. Well, the concert fell through.
That was such a disappointment.
I know. I was so
bummed. Wait, was that when you were supposed to... Was that when you were...
I was here.
When that happened, right?
Yeah.
Remember that.
I think it was right after we moved here.
I remember seeing it on your fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amongst the ultrasound pictures.
But
that are still on my fridge.
Yeah.
Let's get this Mad Lib and see if we can still create a halfway decent worship song out of this. Let's see here. I'm just going to go boom, 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 boom.
Oh, no.
Blake, you're not Blake.
That's
sorry, man.
He called it's you the like glasses. Twice. What glasses?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
that's crazy. I don't think you Blake have gets invisible. Blake glasses. Would break this chair for one.
Wow.
Ouch. Hey, you on the end.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Give me a positive characteristic.
Mm.
Three, two.
A positive characteristic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like about someone?
About someone.
Beautiful.
Oh, cute.
Beauty?
Beauty.
Yeah.
Which you can make it however you want to make it sound good, I guess.
Well, we're off to a rough start.
I don't know. I don't positive anyone.
Christine, give what? Me a place.
Zion.
This is going to be weird.
Jeff, give me an emotion.
Emotion. Happy.
Why not joy, you goob?
Joy, sad. What do you want me to say?
Devin, mad. Give me a body part.
Tummy.
Tummy. Christine, give me verb.
What's a verb?
Like a present tense.
No, I know.
No, I'm just saying like present tense.
Oh, present tense?
Yeah.
Would running be ran? No, that's...
Run?
Run.
Run.
Guys, I don't want to spoil anything, but it's already off the rails. Big time.
Are we surprised, though?
That's good.
It's not heretical yet, and it's not irreverent yet, but we're off. We're unhinged already.
We're working on a... We don't have anything.
All right. Who's next, Devin?
Jeff.
Jeff? Give me verb.
Did you just call you Devin?
No, I was looking at Devin. I thought it was Devin.
Push.
Cool.
Did you Devin. Know he had a 4.0 in his senior year?
I had one class.
It's probably like
yeah, but that's a Crane 4.0.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Hey, 4.0 is a 4.0. It's on their transcript.
Hey, what do you call a doctor who averages C's in college?
A doctor.
A doctor.
Dang, I'm smart.
You, not Blake. Give me a noun.
You.
Whatever your name is.
How do I make this as terrible as possible?
Would you say noun?
Noun.
What would you use, Jeff?
It's not Jeff's turn. It's your turn.
Blake.
There we go.
That's awesome. I was going to use Michael Jordan.
Christine, give me another noun.
You already used Blake.
Abraham Lincoln?
No. I was going to say Finn.
No.
Why not?
No.
Why can't I use our kid's name?
No. Something else.
Oh my gosh.
I'm barely letting Blake slide because it doesn't necessarily fit, but it's funny.
I don't know.
Pastor, some place.
Okay, thing. Nate. Pastor Nate.
I just said pastor and say his name.
But. I'll say pastor. Are you next?
Jeff. You keep skipping Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff.
I'm not here.
Give
Poor
me a verb.
Thing.
A what?
Give me a verb.
You're Blake
verb.
And he's invisible.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Nope. Walk.
Okay. That works.
Not what I was thinking of.
What were you thinking of?
You.
Doesn't matter.
Give me a negative characteristic.
Ugly. I was going to say fat, but I have Blake in it. I don't want to get in trouble again.
He's not even here.
Christine, give me verb.
shoot. I don't know.
There's a lot of verbs in this song.
There's a lot of verbs in worship songs.
Really?
My hope is built.
Yep.
I dare not trust.
Build. I guess I'll use that one. Since we haven't. Oof. What? Is it going to say build?
Build, build.
We're going to build.
I'm going to go to you this time. Verb.
Verb again. Why do I get the verbs?
You both get verbs.
Yeah, but I'm okay with
characteristics.
Don't worry, you get a body part next, so start thinking about it.
Yes. I got one. Anyways. Pull.
Pull what? Or pole?
Pull.
I heard pull, like P-O-L-E.
Okay.
Pull.
Verb.
Jump.
Dang, that'd be a good one.
Okay. Adverb.
Can you remind me that?
Yeah,
I don't describe an adverb is.
Okay.
Like, the boy ran versus the boy ran quickly. Quickly is the adverb because it describes the verb.
Writing songs is hard.
Loud. Like, saying loud. Is that what?
Yeah, that'll work. No, it doesn't work.
Don't give
it
me.
It doesn't work there?
No.
This is stupid.
What is the word she's trying to find?
She's trying to find an adverb.
Adverb.
Describes an action.
What's next? An adjective?
Quietly.
Fast.
Yeah, that'll work. Okay.
Verb.
You, body part.
Oh, I thought you said verb.
Heart.
Works.
That would be good for this one.
Verb.
Can we repeat verbs?
Sure, you can repeat verbs all you want.
What did I say last time? Because I don't want to say it again.
Oh, I have no idea.
I think I said jump.
You said jump.
And you said pull.
I said pull, and I've said push. She said...
I don't remember what the heck I've said.
Crawl?
No.
We haven't used that.
It's crawl.
I don't want to repeat one.
This is going to be a really weird worship
Christine,
song.
Body part.
Mind.
Okay.
Brain.
Well, I mean, it's brain, but that sounds weird.
We're almost done. You. Noun.
Noun.
Almost skipped you again.
Person, place, thing, idea.
Bible.
How much more do we have?
I think that crossed the heretical line.
Oh, no.
It's going to be terrible.
You. Place.
Hong Kong.
I was going to say.
I can't wait to hear this.
Christian. Is that it?
He's going to start crying.
Are we finished?
No, we're not finished.
I just said McDonald's.
Christine, another place.
Culver's. That's Jeff's favorite restaurant.
Give me another place.
Another place.
Hurry.
Stadium.
I think he's mad because his theory is not working.
It's not.
You give me an adjective.
I don't know what an adjective is.
Describing word.
Oh.
Mm. Describes a noun.
So like.
Purple crayon.
Yeah.
Fat Blake.
We can't put that in there.
Beautiful Lexi.
Beautiful.
I've already said beautiful.
Blake.
I know, but like we're just getting beautiful. Like we're just giving examples.
You could do pretty.
Okay. And Christine, last but not least, give me a positive characteristic.
Loving.
Exciting.
Excitement.
Excitement, yeah. Excited. Yeah. An exciting person.
I'm not trying to guide it. I'm just trying to clarify. All right, you guys ready for your hit worship song?
No, this is going to be very bad.
The title is Your Beauty Is Here.
I don't think it's a bad title at all.
No, it's not, but
it's not as good
it's
as
about to get
title.
Real bad. What was great the, no? Title. What was the original title?
I'll tell you after I read all.
Nah.
This. And then we can compare. All right, your beauty is here. I come to your Zion, happy and alone. You reassure my tummy, and you run these broken bones. My love for you might push, but my God, you never fail. And when my Blake is over, it's your pastor I will tell. Your beauty is here. Oh, your beauty is here. You walk away my ugly, and you build away my fear.
That's actually good.
Your beauty is here. It pulls the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus, your beauty is here. Verse 2.
No.
And when I may be jumping or try to turn away, your quiet hand will guide me. In your heart, I will stay. The gospel is my story, the one who crawls for me. Through your mind, I'm healing. Through your sacrifice, I'm free. Then we go to the chorus again. Obviously, it's everyone's favorite chorus. Your beauty is here. Then our bridge, which I wrote on here. We start off low, and we repeat and build forever until every hand is raised. Otherwise, it doesn't actually count. But here it is. We are Bible. The Culver's has been defeated. In your presence, at your stadium, we're seated. We will walk through the Hong Kong you've parted. Your spirit is moving. We will fight. What's that word? Yeah. We will fight the pretty fight. Your excitement will be proven. Back to the chorus.
Wow.
Is here. Good job, guys.
We wrote a really good song.
I think we could expect to hear that on 88.3 The Wind soon.
Are we singing that next Sunday?
Yeah. let me write some chords. I'll just say, like, play the G chord all time for 10 minutes.
I don't think it was terrible.
Some I don't think that's terrible.
Some of it was good.
We Are Bible might be the most problematic.
Jeff made it heretical, though.
With Bible?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way to go. We Are Bible.
We Are Bible.
Otherwise, I applaud you guys for making this a bit that I didn't have to cut.
Thanks.
Original song.
Bye.
Your glory is here.
Okay.
I come to your throne, heartbroken and alone. You reassure my heart and you heal these broken bones. My love for you might waver, but my God, you never fail. And when my life is over, it's your story I will tell. Your glory is here. Oh, your glory is here. You take away my shame and you take away my fear. Your glory is here. It fills the atmosphere. Oh, Jesus, your glory is here. And when I may be tempted or try to turn away, your loving hand will guide me and in your arms I stay. The gospel is my story, the one who died for me. Through your blood, I'm healing. Through your sacrifice, I'm free. And then the bridge instead of Culver's in Hong Kong. We are conquerors. The grave has been defeated. In your presence, at your throne, we're seated. We will walk through the sea you've parted. Your spirit is moving. We will fight the good fight. Your strength will be proven.
Why didn't you say conquerors like that?
Yeah.
Sorry. Gosh.
Which one do you prefer?
Well, obviously the one you just wrote.
I think the first one would be a good camp song.
The Hong Kong Culver's. I like that one.
It would fit at our camp.
Yeah, it would be great. If I get paid, called up there to rap.
You wrote that in 10 minutes.
I wrote that in 10 minutes.
He did.
And why are we not a band yet? We got a drummer.
Tummy lovers.
That's our name. Tummy lovers. Your tummy is here.
Yeah. Blake's our singer.
Obviously. He has the best tummy.
Can I tell my banana
yes,
story?
Yes, I've been waiting to hear this. Or I've been waiting for them to hear this.
Okay, so I am a secretary. Did I tell you guys I got a job as a secretary at the school?
Yeah, we've known.
Okay. I wasn't sure if I had told you yet, but I was trying to make a really fast, like, Walmart order while I was in between, like, checking in late kids and calling parents about, like, absences. And so I just grabbed my phone really fast, start ordering things. And so I click the bananas as I always do, and I put 9 and I hit confirm order.
She's trying to buy 9 bananas.
I was trying to buy about 9 bananas because I have 3 kids and they each eat 1 banana at breakfast. And so 9 was like for like a couple days. Well, then I get a call from Christian. And because I saw that our Walmart order had been delivered, I said, hey, can you go get the groceries? He said, sure. And I get a text or I get a call. He goes, Christine, how many bananas did you order? I was like, 9. Well, then he said, all right, pull up the camera. And so, because we have one of those Ring doorbells, I pull it up. He goes, one, one bunch.
One bunch.
One bunch. Two bunches. Three bunches.
There's nine bunches?
There were nine bunches of bananas on my porch.
Guess how many bananas she bought.
Do you want to try to guess?
What is that, like 90?
No. So typically a bunch has like six.
Yeah.
She bought 62 bananas.
He counted each one.
While on the phone with her.
I was on the phone and like everyone in the office heard me yelling at my phone. What do you mean we have 62 bananas on our porch?
Did you just take them back?
No, I've been giving them away.
That's crazy.
So I gave them to your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
For banana bread. I gave them to a friend at work because her son likes bananas too. And I've been trying to give them away slowly.
62 bananas. 62
bananas. 62.
60. I told her I felt like Donkey Kong.
I literally was thinking, they probably think they're ordering for a gorilla.
You guys won't understand this reference, but if we would have got 38 more bananas, we would have got an extra life. And Donkey Kong.
Jeff got it.
I played Donkey Kong.
You get that reference.
You do?
You ever seen Pixels?
What?
It's a movie with Adam Sandler, Kevin Pixels? James.
Fire Blaster?
That was a stupid movie.
Not bring Left Behind back into this.
Jeff.
Yeah.
You got some flack for liking the Left Behind.
You did, from one of our friends.
For liking the Nick Cage Left Behind.
I didn't say I liked it.
Oh.
Well, who said Left Behind?
I mean, I said something about it. That's the only version I've ever seen.
With Nick Cage?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, there's a friend of ours that commented saying, if you like that movie, you're wrong. Because apparently it was that bad.
That's the only version I've ever seen.
Clearly, it's the best version.
Also, it's Heaven is for Real, by the way.
I'm aware. I'm aware of that.
What are you doing?
I gotta measure my mouth distance.
For what?
Don't get too loud.
So we don't turn into an ASMR podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, like Blake. No, never mind. Sorry.
It's so easy.
Blake is not here because he is ready to go for a missions trip because he's holier than us.
Where is he going again?
Nicaragua.
Wakanda.
What?
Nicaragua.
I was talking to Blake earlier today, and he was talking to me about just... the way Mission University works is like some classes will meet like for a week for like 4 hours a day. And that's all the class time you have. And then some like meet in the evenings once a week for 4 hours as a way to like spread out the time and make it easier and more convenient. But one of the classes that he has a class with Dr. Carson, the biblical counseling guy at BBC, Mission University. And he was just talking to me, and it like those, they're called like modular classes or mods. And those mods with Carson are like some of my favorite memories of Bible college, because like Carson's just like a wealth of knowledge. And Blake and I were just talking about like having him in his classes, and it reminded me of this story that Dr. Carson told, and I hope I'm remembering it properly. Carson was in his office one day during school, and this boyfriend and girlfriend walk in, and they're like, "Dr. Carson, can we talk?" And I don't know. He didn't tell who it was, and I don't know who it was. It was like 15 years ago, and Dr. Carson says, "Sure, come on in," and he sits him down, and they're like, "Dr. Carson, we feel so dirty. We feel so gross. We have something we need to confess." And Dr. Carson's like, "Okay." And I'm sure he was expecting like, "Oh, we got caught like in the back of our car or something like that." And they're like, this boyfriend and girlfriend are like in inner turmoil, just like, "Oh, we're the worst. We're scum of the earth. We're just trash people." And they go, "Dr. Carson, Dr. Carson, we've been kissing."
Oh, no.
And Dr. Carson's like, "Oh, you've been kissing?" And they're like, "Yeah." Oh, my gosh. we feel so bad about it. And Dr. Carson was telling us that, like, in his mind, he was like, man, if you guys are feeling this bad about kissing, then I know I don't need to worry about you two going off and doing something inappropriate. And in his mind, he was like, go off and go kiss some more.
Yeah. I mean, what is he supposed to say to that?
Yeah, like,
oh, no.
Oh, no. Don't do that.
No, please stop it. Don't.
Like, oh, man. You dirties.
I about spit.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I could not believe that story when I first heard it.
That is ridiculous.
That's dumb. That's so dumb.
Man, if only we were all that sweet and innocent, you know?
Mm-hmm. Jeff.
We'd all be named Jeff.
Yeah.
Aww.
Not the Never had a girlfriend.
You have?
Never.
Oh.
Ladies, find them on Christian Mingle.
Surprise Devin.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to age myself a little bit. Have you guys ever heard of Bible Man?
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, we don't have time for this today.
Yes, we do. Absolutely, we do.
Is that the guy, he's like dressed up? Is it like a purple costume? Or?
I am very proud.
Yeah. Miss Amber actually put that on when I was still in.
Really?
Yeah, she put it on for a couple of weeks. We watched a couple of episodes. Yeah.
Okay.
So I've seen
Devin, do you know what it is?
How? No. I got baptized in 2020. So I have no idea who that is.
It's basically like, I don't know who created it, but it's a superhero for Christians.
It should just be Jesus, right?
You'd think.
You would think.
Okay.
We can't have that, though.
Just wanted to make sure.
Just like how we have talking veggies.
Veggie tales.
But do you know who Bible Man is? You've never heard of him?
No.
Jeff had it. Do you remember all the pieces of his armor?
Nope. I've only seen a couple episodes.
Mm-hmm. We watched it the other day, so it doesn't count.
Oh, okay.
I can't.
I got to see a show live with Bible Man, and he was, like, running in and out of the crowds, and, like, the evil villain was on the giant screen at the front of the stage, and so he would, like, point to the screen and go, you're not getting away with this, and then he'd run away, like, all the way into the back of the, like, aisles, and then he'd run. It was really awkward. It's awkward as it's.
Kind of sounds like a Camp Siloam
play. Who wins in a fight, Christine? Bible Man or, what's his name? Schwarzenegger's Jingle All the Way.
Oh, Turbo Man?
Turbo Man. I was going to say Ultraman. Turbo Man. Who wins, Bible Man or Turbo Man?
Turbo Man. Are you kidding me?
You should always answer Bible Man.
I'm going to start an argument. That's the least favorite Christmas movie?
No, don't even talk to me right now.
You want to hear about good Christmas movies?
I know what you're going to say.
Chronicles of Narnia.
Oh my gosh, don't even start with me in Christmas movies. Anytime we bring up Christmas movies, he brings a new one into the argument. Like, last year was Lord of the Rings.
Chronicles of Narnia literally has Santa dropping presents off.
He said Lord of the Rings because of elves.
Oh, I like Polar Express.
I'm going to start another argument.
That's obviously not a Christmas movie.
It's a train movie.
Yeah, okay, then Narnia can't. It has Santa Claus just like Narnia. So yeah. You can't consider Narnia a Christmas movie.
Christmas is Santa. Christmas is not trains.
Santa is in Polar Express.
Yeah, and elves.
There's no trains in Chronicles of Narnia.
But there's Santa.
I take it back. There's one train, but it's in the real world, so it doesn't count.
Oh, dear Lord.
This argument is super biased.
I can start another argument.
It gets on my nerves.
Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
Oh, don't even get Christian started on that one.
Die Hard is a Christmas
movie. Here we go. I'm pulling the mic in close.
I think it is.
Do you consider Home Alone a Christmas movie?
You
got to answer. And you got to answer honestly.
Yes.
Why?
Because one, set in a Christmas theme, and two, it's around Christmas time. And
sorry, let me bump your mic up. You mumble.
You gotta talk louder, Jeff.
It's set during Christmas time, and their family going on a Christmas vacation, and the kid staying home alone and fighting off his home.
That sounds like Die Hard.
One or two.
One, obviously.
I don't think he's ever seen the sequel.
Oh. Me?
Yeah, you.
Have you even seen Die Hard 1?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I'm going to describe a movie. Okay. Let me know what movie you think it is. Bad guy comes to the place that he wants to crime Batman. In disguise.
Batman.
there's an estranged family member who just wants to reconnect with his family.
Grinch.
The burglars or the crime doers are suddenly they break out of their disguise and they're trying to crime. But the main character finds a way of escape. And then through a bunch of different acts thwarts the bad guy's plan.
I have no
idea. What movie am I describing?
I have no idea.
I'm describing Home Alone.
Home Alone 2.
Oh.
Just kidding. I'm describing Die Hard.
They both have. He does this every time we argue about Christmas
movies. You cannot, in good conscience,
no, I think
consider Home Alone a Christmas movie and not
yeah, I think
consider Die Hard it's a and be consistent.
Movie. Oh,
I agree.
Come on.
I've had that argument. I agree. It is a Christmas movie, Die Hard.
I have a friend who has a picture of Bruce Willis, like with his lighter, and she hangs it up as an ornament on her Christmas tree.
I don't think The Chronicles of Narnia is a Christmas movie.
Thank you.
Well, let us know in the comments what you think.
What about
is Die Hard a Christmas movie or are you wrong? And that's okay. Not everyone can be right.
Would you consider Lord of the Rings?
No.
Thank you.
To be a Christmas movie?
Now The Hobbit.
Okay, I've said yeah. this three times. He
shush. I love The Hobbit.
No.
That's a Christmas movie.
What are you talking about?
The Hobbit.
No, it's the universe.
Yeah, but it's different. If it was the same movie, they would both be called Lord of the Rings, but they're not. One's called The Hobbit, and one's called Lord of the Rings.
The Lord of the Rings, you mean that, like, that crappy sequel of The Hobbit?
Thank you. The Hobbit is the best.
Yeah, obviously. Tolkien wrote it first.
Bobo Baggins. Or Bilbo.
Did you just say Bobo Baggins?
Bilbo Baggins.
Bilbo.
Yeah, Bilbo.
Lord of the Rings was made before The Hobbit in movies.
Yes, in movies, yeah. but yeah. The Hobbit was written first.
I understand that. But why are you saying that Lord of the Rings isn't good?
No. I'm saying The Hobbit's better.
It's okay, better, well, I mean, it depends.
Only Hobbit 2 is a Christmas movie, though. First and third aren't.
Why?
You could say that Dumbledore is Santa.
Yeah.
You could say all Harry Potter movies are Christmas movies because
no, they each have a snow. Those are fall movies to me.
Either way, they suck. So I was, who cares?
Harry Potter?
Yeah, Harry Potter
sucks. Legitimately hates Harry
Christian
Potter.
Christian hates everything that makes everyone happy.
Okay.
Except for Jesus.
Talking about Jesus. Oh, yeah.
He hates all music. He hates all movies, unless it is ska music, of course. Do you know yeah, what ska
when I told,
is?
Yeah.
When I told Pastor that my favorite music genre was ska, he said, that answers everything I ever need to know about you.
I played in the office, and they told me to turn it off.
I would tell you to turn it off.
Do you like Marvel movies?
I used to.
He used to.
Wow.
I do.
Well, before,
yeah.
I don't like Marvel movies.
So you're saying like you wouldn't go see the new ones that are going to come out with in a year?
No.
And the reason I liked Batman was because of Heath Ledger.
That was okay. That all right. Who's the best Batman?
Will Arnett.
Whichever ones with
good answer.
Whichever ones with
Lego Batman.
Whichever ones with Heath Ledger.
Christian Bale. So here's an opinion I think that they should do. I think they should cast Batman and Bruce Wayne as two different actors.
Why?
To really solidify like the idea that they look different.
But they're the same person.
You don't do that with Superman.
You don't need to do that with Superman.
Superman doesn't really hide very much.
He has glasses.
He has glasses.
Take the glasses off. It's like,
look, it's Superman. Me.
Yeah.
Hey, it's me.
Where what Christian is go? This, the early 2000s?
At least Batman covers his face except for his mouth.
Hey, it's me.
Where'd Christian go?
I am the knight. All right, let's put this like thing the behind night. The shed.
No, but Christian Bale.
Let's put two. Let's put two in the back of this podcast.
This wasn't that bad. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's okay.
Heath Ledger's the better Joker, though.
I agree.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think in the comments down below. Did you like the Christian worship song Mad Libs, or did you think it was heretical? If so, you can thank Jeff for that one. But what do you think?
You did make it get hurt. Saying we are Bible.
Is Batman
Bible,
a Christmas
bum,
movie?
Bum, bum, bum.
Is That's... Die Hard the best MCU movie?
Thank you.
Find out one. Next week on the Jesus Juke podcast.
The best MCU movie?
Let us know what you think. Backwards. Don't forget to rate and subscribe. It helps us out more than you know. Spread the word. Apparently all of the first floor at the Bible College was watching it this weekend, which meant a lot. So thank you guys. Follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you get your podcasts. And we will see you next week on the Jesus Juke podcast. Before we go, you guys got anything else you'd like to say?
Bananas.
Cut it.
Cut.
Be blessed.
Stay blessed.
Wow.
I told you it could last.